first Glasgow High School Band podcast. This is Mr. Mike Rogalski coming to you from the Glasgow High School Band Room in Newark, Delaware. Today we'll be discussing our recent jazz ensemble rehearsal on Thursday, February 19th. Our rehearsal today focused on three pieces that we will be playing at the Drama Club Spaghetti Dinner on Friday the 20th. The pieces are How High the Moon, Round Midnight, and Sidekick. Let's start off taking a listen to a portion of our ballad, Round Midnight, featuring Rachel on the trumpet solo. Just that much of the piece. Altos and tenors came in with enough confidence at the beginning. Trumpets, you had a great deal of difficulty in finding the right notes prior to measure three. Drum set was a few beats early, pick up to measure three. Trumpet throughout, this section was good, just needs a lot more confidence. I'll be saying that a lot. I know you can play out a whole lot more. Altos, someone was way early on entrance in the second measure of three. Also, in the tenor sax part, four measures before 11, I believe you are moving early. I'm sure this will all work itself out when we have a full sax line, but in the meantime, all the saxes just need to concentrate on counting a bit more. Finally, the measure before 11 is a rhythmic mess, and we will clean that up soon. And the trumpets, your pickups into 11 need to be extremely confident. Let's take a listen to the next section of the piece. This section was a bit better than the first. The sax line sounded pretty good from 11 through 19. I'd like to give emphasis to Ryan on Barry for the nice captain accented measure, one before 19. Trumpets, there seemed to be a lot of confusion on when to come in four before 19. You should be counting 1 and 2 and 3, and you come in on the and of 3. And it's unison, so listen to each other. It'll help, I promise. Rhythm section. There isn't a whole lot for you guys to be digging into, but thank you anyway for keeping a steady pulse for the winds. On the trumpet solo, just keep your air moving and get it moving fast for the high notes. A little more volume wouldn't hurt either. We just need to get that last 10% or so out of the horn, and it will be magnificent. Here's the next section, 19 through 27. Up to 19, there was a solid entrance from the saxes. Just watch your articulations with the staccato, legato, and accent. The staccato could be more separated, and I can use a bit more on the accent, too. Trumpets, your entrance after 19 was strong. Just watch your tone quality. Saxes, fourth measure of 19, it needs to be more aggressive. That is the ba-ba-da-da. Again, the articulations will help if you put a little more effort into them. Tenor sax was not the correct rhythm in the next measure. Again, when we have the full sax line, that will be a lot better, no doubt. The last two measures, full band, before 27, needs to be really big and growing to the caps and accents the measure before 27. Make sure you are blending, but please feel free to play out. This is a great musical moment, and we're close to achieving it. And now for the ending, 27 to the end. This ending section was not bad at all, especially the last chord. Overall, the section needs to be bigger and more accented in the beginning. If you check your dynamics, you'll see it grows to a fortissimo. We didn't quite get there this time. Saxes, watch your accidentals four before the end. Trumpets, two measures before the end. It was the best you played it so far. Just keep listening for your tone quality. Solo at the end, I'm not worried about it. As we said in class, you hit the first note and the last note, and the in-between is usually there, and will be there at the dinner. Thank you for listening to the first podcast from Glasgow High School Band. This has been a fun experience for me, and I'm looking forward to doing more in the future. One more thing for the alto saxes, this is the spaghetti dinner we're going to, and not the ramen noodle dinner. Tune back in next week when we will hopefully have episode 2 of the GHS Band Podcast.